Thank you very much, Stuart, and welcome all to the Grace Dobson Studios, right in the heart of our KEDT studios. I'm Liz Laubach. Ron George, he is the president of the Corpus Christi Chorale, accustomed to bringing quality talent and performances to our fair city. But, you know, I have reason to think even Ron probably impressed himself snagging the talent that is going to be performing tomorrow night at the Performing Arts Center. Of course, all this funded by hotel occupancy tax funds by the City of Corpus Christi through the Arts and Cultural Commission. It is an A-team with a cause. And Ron, I'm going to let you kind of run things down for us. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Liz. Appreciate it. Like to be here. What can I tell you about this performance?
Well, why don't you introduce us to the talent? We have Bill and Sam, and I'll let you explain what part they play.
Well, Bill Daugherty is the composer of this music. It's a new requiem, and it's only been performed full bore four times in the entire world, only twice in the United States, and the second time is going to be tomorrow night at the Performing Arts Center. And his longtime colleague, Sam Reynolds, is here, the bass baritone soloist for tomorrow night. So we will have Bill Daugherty on the podium leading a 20-piece orchestra, and we will have Sam as the bass baritone soloist, and we will have some of our wonderful local talent filling out the quartet and the other solo parts for this performance. It's going to be really tremendous.
Okay, and there is pretty good reason for it. I mean, this is all in memoriam to who?
We lost one of our chorale members in June, Rob Pluta, actually a buddy of mine. He sat next to me and was a heck of a musician and a fine singer and a wonderful man. Rob and his son, Bobby, unfortunately, while they were hiking in Carlsbad National Park, had a hiking accident. They were smitten down by the heat, and it was a terrible loss for the chorale. Of course, it was a terrible loss for their families, and so we had already planned this program and had gotten this project underway, and we just could not do anything else than to dedicate it to Rob and to Bobby.
Well, I'm sure that's appreciated by a lot of folks, actually. Okay, and I do want to bring Bill into it. Bill, the guest composer and conductor. So you kind of play dual roles here.
Yes, absolutely. I'm very excited about tomorrow night's performance. You know, this will be the fourth time that we've performed the work. I wrote the work really for friends. All the soloists were personal friends of mine, and I knew that they were going to sing the premiere performance. And you know, when you write something, you don't know whether it's going to ever do anything or anything's going to ever happen with it after the first performance. So anyway, this will be the first time that we have different soloists, because every other performance we've had pretty much the same soloist. So very excited about that. And it's always fun to work with a new chorale, and I love conducting orchestras as well. So really looking forward to tomorrow night.
Okay, a lot of preparation in charge of that, I guess, when you bring in the new members and try and teach them all. So that's kind of exciting that we're going to view that. Okay, and Sam, he's kind of a local dude.
Hi, Liz. Welcome. How are you?
Good. It's a pleasure to have you here.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Okay, and you're an alum of Texas A&M University Corpus Christi.
I'm an alumni from, I thought it was Corpus Christi State University, but now they changed it to Texas A&M Corpus Christi. So
you have to get another degree.
So I'm so happy to be here, and thank you for having us today, Liz.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you both. And Ron, I'm going to come back to you real quick. What are we going to hear right now?
Well, I'm going to let Bill tell us what we're going to hear right now. I hope we hear a piece from the Requiem.
Absolutely. And this is called Tuba Mirum. It's part of the Dies Irae sequence. It's the first bass solo in the work, and of course you'll hear Sam do this tomorrow night with orchestra, and it's really one of my favorite parts of the Requiem Mass, because there's a counter line with the bassoon, and they kind of do a duet between the bassoon and the bass soloist. So you won't hear that on the piano as much, but you'll hear it tomorrow night with the orchestra.
Okay, well, that's exciting. All right, we have Bill Daugherty on piano. He is also the composer and conductor. And we also have Sam Reynolds, and he is bass baritone. And boy, you're going to hear that in full speed. So, gentlemen, at your command.
Mirum spargens solum per sepulcra regionum proger omnes ante tronum. Mor stupebit et natura cum resurgere
Beautiful. Beautifully done. Sam, where'd you get that voice?
Well, it wasn't like, Susan Roebuck, that's for sure.
Were you like Les, 5 years old walking around the house?
If you want to hear the real story,
it was,
you know what, I was, I had to take a choir, an easy credit to graduate high school in Aransas Pass where I grew up. So I took choir and I was in band, I was a band nerd since sixth grade, so it was kind of easier for me to read music, so it kind of blossomed, and next thing I knew, I had a full scholarship to Del Mar as they transferred that to A&MCC, so it really is a kind of a hometown boy does good kind of thing. So
that's what we like to hear.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Wow.
Thank
Bill,
you,
where
Liz.
Are you from?
Originally from upstate New York, a little town called Clinton, which is kind of near Syracuse. A college town, Hamilton College is there, and I started performing on the piano when I was about 4 years old. I think I gave my first concert. My mom was a pianist, and so I don't even remember a time that I didn't know how to play. And when I was 12, for my confirmation project, I wrote I dabbled in composing for the first time. I wrote a mass for my choir to sing at church. And my music teacher sent the mass to the New York State Council on the Arts. And when I was about 13 years old, I was awarded Humanities Award from the New York State Council on the Arts. Kitty Carlisle, you remember her? She gave me that award. And then, you know, I've been composing a little bit here and there, but it wasn't until we went to sing for Pope Benedict in 2012, and I got a chance to meet some of the wonderful musicians at the Vatican. And one of them wrote to me afterwards and said, listen, we want you to write a new Requiem Mass. And we did the world premiere in Jerusalem, which was amazing. And then we were invited back to perform this year at St. Ignatius Basilica with Pope Francis and also sing at the Vatican again. So being a Catholic, it's a tremendous joy to be able to participate in this kind of thing. I love writing religious works.
Wow. And of course, you do so much. You're a marvelous piano player. You conduct, you compose. Do you have a favorite, or is it just the whole package that you enjoy doing at the same time?
You know, I kind of feel like a jack of all trades and a master of none. Yeah. I do, as a musician, you end up doing the things that you have to do. And so when I was 22 years old, I founded the Central Florida Lyric Opera. I had a passion for singing, and I wanted to provide a venue for talented singers in the Orlando area that wanted to do more opera singing. And so I began teaching, and I was accompanying, and one thing just kind of led to the next.
Boy, it's nice to know what you want to do early on, huh? And focus on that. And not a lot of people can accomplish, as a kid what they want to do. And here we are, an adult, and enjoying your work.
Absolutely. Well, it's a good thing I can do this, because I can't do much anything else.
You know what? I got the same problem.
All right.
Okay. And Ron, in big part, we have to thank for all this, you bringing this kind of talent to us, because we've got support from the hotel occupancy tax funds. And we were talking a little off air about what it is they do. And I was wondering if you could explain that to us again.
Well, those grants are designed to bring visitors to Corpus Christi. And we applied for that grant, and we basically punched this thing around in Houston, Austin, San Antonio, and the Valley. We have been in the Texas Choral Directors newsletter ad that went out. We have sent our material to news media, to choral groups, all over what we would consider our area, and the city has graciously funded this opportunity to have this wonderful music in our city and to have these wonderful guest artists here.
Okay, and as far as tickets are concerned, what's the best way to get that?
Yeah, get them at the door, $10 a piece. Students get in free with an ID. And it's a really great price for a really great performing opportunity.
Oh, yes, you won't regret it. And again, that's at 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center. Oh, Arlene, come here. Arlene Young, which we are very happy to always have with us, usually for the chorale, but she is kind of sitting quietly in the background.
Yes, I just wanted to say this is Corpus Christi Chorale tomorrow night in the Performing Arts Center. We have rehearsal tonight, but performance is tomorrow night, and we're so excited to have these guys.
It's awesome. And I'm thrilled to have met them.
And Sam is giving a recital Wednesday, Arlene?
Yes, 5 p.m.
I am, yes, Wednesday night at 5 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center.
Okay. Master classes or anything like
it's
that?
It's Bill.
Right. Oh, okay, that's Bill. All right.
Master class, I think it's tomorrow morning at 11.
Okay. Gee, what do you all do on your spare time? Not much, I guess.
So if you'd like to see a master teacher at work with students, you go to the Performing Arts Center tomorrow at 11 o'clock and watch this guy work with students. It's a joy to have that opportunity for South Texas singers to come and partake of this man's talent and training.
Mm, something to see, I'll tell you. And additional information on your website?
Yes, our website cccorral.org, and you can get all the information you need for attending tomorrow night's performance right there.
Okay, well, thanks to all of you, Bill, Sam, Ron.
Thank
Arlene.
You, Liz.
Okay, well, thank you all. We look forward to the performance.
Thank you, Liz.
Okay, Stuart, and of course, all the activity we get in the Grace Dobson studio is made possible because of the membership support that we get here at KEDT. We appreciate it, and boy, there's no better example of where those funds go than right here, what we heard today. So we appreciate them. Stuart, I appreciate you, and I'm going to toss it back to you in the studio.